He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November 4th, day after the big election. Do we have any more clarity than we had yesterday? Well, the answer to that question is yes and no. And we'll get to that in a bit. But the market is celebrating today. Not quite sure what it's celebrating. My only guess there is that the Senate was held onto by the Republicans, which would make the tax hikes proposed by a Biden administration much, much more difficult. That's really the only thing I can figure out, why you've got such a big rally in the NASDAQ. But let's not complain right now. Here's what we have. We have the Dow right now up 489 points, believe it or not, after a huge day yesterday. That puts the Dow at 27,973. But having said that, we've been hanging out around 28,000 here for quite some time, just wavering up and down. Dow now up 500 points. Look at that. We've got the NASDAQ right now up 381 points, which takes it to 11,533. That's a 3.3% move on the NASDAQ. Double, almost double the percentage gain on the Dow. The S&P 500 splitting the difference there. It's up 2.4% to 3,449. The Russell 2000, however, is down 12 points. Okay, go figure. Russell 2000 small caps down almost 1% right now. Crude oil is up 32 cents, not real confident about the oil markets going forward. Gold is down $10 per ounce to $1,899. And I got to believe there's some buying in that bond market today. Not really, 0.77. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I, like everybody else, stayed up as late as I could possibly stay up, knowing that I've got to do a radio show the next day and several hours to prepare that show. And when I woke up, I don't think things had really changed much from when I went to bed. And I would say that the only place that we have any more clarity is in the Congress, okay? It seems a dead certainty that the Senate will be held onto by the Mitch McConnell-run Republicans, which would make it difficult for any kind of taking the corporate tax rate back up to 28%, for instance, which was a big, big factor, a huge factor in the market, possibly raising capital gains taxes, things like that. And that's probably why you're seeing the bounce in the market today. The Democrats, on the other hand, they keep control of the House. So gridlock is, it's a happy situation on Wall Street. We don't have much clarity, however, as to who will be sitting in the Oval Office. Right now, the betting odds, 75% chance of Biden winning. And on the other hand, you could have, I think you've got a contested election here, which could bring a little bit of uncertainty. You know how when you're flying in an airplane and all of a sudden you feel a little bump and all of a sudden another bump, whoop, and then you sway from side to side and the light comes on and the captain announces, well, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to stay in your seats here for a little while because we've got some turbulence ahead. Now, we'll get you to the destination. Don't worry. But we've got some turbulence ahead. That's what I foresee. That's what I really saw all along, was a contested situation. which, you know, it could lead to civil unrest. It could lead to all kinds of things. And I think that's got to be a potential outcome here that I don't think the market would be very happy with. So am I ready to go all in here on the market? Well, look, I'm 75% in at this point. I sold off about 25% to ease the ride through the turbulence. But I think I'm going to keep my seatbelt on for now. Now, when you looked at the markets yesterday, they were trading like there would be a clear outcome when we woke up today. That's what it seemed like. They thought there was going to be a clear outcome, and probably saying that that Biden was going to win in an uncontested fashion. That seemed to be what the markets were saying yesterday. Just as I looked at which sectors were moving in the markets and which sectors were selling off. But the markets had it wrong. The polls had it wrong. It way tighter than ever expected. And now you have to possibly price in a contested election. So we did have a good day yesterday in the market. It was the second day in a row. The market was looking forward to some clarity. One would have thought we would have had some today. I didn't expect to have any clarity today. I pretty much anticipated what happened last night and what continues to happen today. Now, the futures have been all over the place throughout the evening, throughout the night. But I would say this, that the NASDAQ has held on to some big gains all throughout the night, and it's put tacking on some big gains here today. And I think that's basically because the NASDAQ does not see the corporate tax rate going back up to 28% from the current 21%. You're not seeing a big move into the bond market here today. I think now the market is expecting a resolution by at the latest Friday. Well, we'll see, because now the word, the phrase Supreme Court is being mentioned in the rhetoric out there. So we'll see where this all goes. Meanwhile, the rest of the world watches and waits. Japan was up 1.7% overnight. China was kind of even. I don't think China is seeing a clear Biden victory. Otherwise, I think China would be doing a little bit better than that. And Europe, I think, also is about as up in the air as to what will happen in the U.S. as we are here in the U.S. Very little action in the European markets. If anything, they're just a little bit into the red. I thought we had a pretty weak jobs report. Now, that's the ADP jobs report. That's not the official jobs report. We'll get the official jobs report this Friday. I expect kind of a weak report, because I think they probably put as many new jobs into last month prior to the election to try to make things look as good as they possibly could. And that may have an impact. We may have a lower than expected jobs report on Friday. The ADP report certainly suggests that. It came in at 365,000 versus a 650,000 consensus. So that is quite a big miss. Well, will it come down to North Carolina? Will it come down to Nevada? Will it come to Wisconsin? There's been some battles fought in Wisconsin before. Will it come down to Georgia, which seemingly was a pretty clear state in the Trump column? But it depends on, you know, where those votes that are still out there to be counted are. And obviously, it seems like the key to it all is the Keystone State, aptly named the Keystone State, is Pennsylvania. Well, you know, Philadelphia Freedom, the Liberty Bell, it all kind of began there. And that seems to be where the major fight right now is, right there once again in Philadelphia, as they called off the counting of the votes. Now, that is doesn't make much sense, I don't think, to either side. Why would you quit counting the votes all of a sudden. And of course, Nevada is doing the same thing. In fact, Nevada is taking the day off today from counting votes. So it's pretty contested, pretty hotly contested out there. Neither candidate has those needed 270 delegates. Now, it would seem at this point that maybe Biden has a little clearer path to victory, depending on how these states fall. Wow. I warned you that there was gonna be some turbulence here around this election, and even though we've got a good day going on today, we ain't anywhere near out of the woods yet. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our Dow up 605, and of course it had a big day yesterday. But when you look at where it's at 28,000, which is where we were a few weeks ago. But that is a massive move in the market today. NASDAQ right now is up 435. We're having a monster day today at Gunderson Capital. I would say that a lot of these stocks that we are in are some of the biggest winners in the market once again today. All right, well, here's the rub to all of this. Now, from a money manager point of view, my main focus is what becomes of the earnings expectations for next year, which are currently at about $165, $167 per share. I'm at $167 per share, and I'm applying a 20 multiple to that. And as you look out to 2022, the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 right now are right around $190 per share. And you apply a 20 to 21 multiple to that, I have a target price on the S&P up around $4,000. So I remain very bullish on the market from a valuation point of view, and if we continue on the track we're on, that's a big what if. The biggest risk to those earnings estimates going forward was a big tax hike, corporate tax hike, taking the corporate tax rate back from 28 back up to 28%. That would take 20% off of the earnings next year and the year after that. And that would have a very major impact on my target prices. I'd have to take them much lower. Now, a contested election here doesn't really change the earnings estimates out there, but I could see a shrinkage in the multiple. The multiple reflects, how people are feeling about the market right now. We have a very excessive multiple on the market. Last Friday, the forward PE of the market was 20.7. Over the last 5 years, the average has been 17. Why is it so high? Well, because the Fed has stood pat without any kind of interest rate hikes. You've had massive stimulus going into the market. And so the market has been trading at a premium, a very premium multiple. But you put some uncertainty into the picture, and you're going to see some shrinkage in that multiple, possibly down to the 18-19 area, which would take some froth off the top of this market. So I'll be watching, how contested this thing is, how long it will be drawn out. Will it be contested? To me, that almost seems like a certainty. I did not hear what Trump said. I did not hear his speech last night. I was sawing logs by then. But here's what he said, quote, "We know because of the unprecedented early vote that this may take a while." Well, this is what Democrat nominee Joe Biden said from Delaware. He said, "We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying votes is finished." And then he quoted Yogi Berra, the great Yogi Berra, "It ain't over till it's over." But President Trump, on the other hand, had a totally different message. We are getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election, President Trump announced from the White House. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. He vows to ask the Supreme Court to weigh in on the inconclusive election, calling the process a major fraud on our nation. Well, I don't think Trump will go easily. I don't think Biden will go easily. In the meantime, Pennsylvania up for grabs. Trump, when they stopped the vote counting, he was up about, he was up 55 to 43, but most of Philadelphia hadn't been counted yet. Michigan, Trump up by about 1.4, 49.9 to 48.5. Too close to call. Wisconsin, Biden actually has a slight lead there with 95% reporting. North Carolina looks to be a Trump state. Trump 50.1, Biden 48.7. And Georgia, pretty darn close with 94% reporting. 50.5 Trump, Biden 48.3. That seems like a nod to Trump. Nevada is where it could all come down to. Six electoral votes. Biden at 50, Trump at 47.9. So there's where we sit. Like I say, we've got clarity on the Senate. We've got clarity on the House. We've probably got a lot more clarity on the future of corporate taxes. Where we don't have clarity is how soon we'll have an outcome, number one, and number two, who the eventual winner will be, number three, how the other side will react when a winner is finally announced at some point in time. Could we have civil unrest? You have to weigh that into the equation also. So there we are. All right, so let's look at some of these state propositions and how they might affect the market. A big winner last night was sports betting. So you got to look at, I own in the emerging growth portfolio, I own Penn, P-E-N-N. I know they legalized gambling in Maryland. They legalized gambling. Now, this is sports betting in Louisiana. This is betting on college basketball, on pro football, on the NBA. Voters in South Dakota approved sports betting. Nebraska and Colorado approved measures for land-based casinos. So gambling was a big winner last night. Look at Penn National Gaming today, up 6.8%. And I got to believe that DraftKings also is having a very good day today. DraftKings is up 5.8%. I prefer Penn myself over the other two. And then there's some other players, but that was on the ballot last night. Big winner last night were the gaming stocks, the gambling stocks especially. Also in California, it was a big win for Uber and Lyft as the proposition that would prevent California from naming those folks as employees as opposed to contract workers won. So Lyft is up 11.8% today. I have no interest in the stock. It has not proven that it can be a profitable business yet. The stock is up 11.8%, but you got to realize that Lyft has been as high as 88 along the way since going public last year, and it's clear down to $29 per share. But it does get a lift today from the prop, I think it was 25 in California. Uber's getting a huge lift today. It's up 12.7%. I think if there's going to be a profitable rideshare company, it's going to be Uber. This was also a big win for the food delivery, the Uber Eats, the DoorDashes, etc. That was on the ballot last night. The electric vehicle stocks are soaring again today. I featured one yesterday. Last time I looked, it's up 11.3%. Let's see where it is. 16%. I'll mention it when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the NASDAQ up 428 right now. We've got some stocks that are just soaring here today. S&P up 89 and the Dow up 526 as we do have clarity today on a few things. But we don't have clarity on the biggest thing of all, I suppose, is who will sit in the Oval Office come January 20th. But we do have clarity. It's going to be very difficult to take the corporate tax rate back to 28%. The market likes that. The tech stocks like that. Number two, we do have clarity, obviously, there. That's because the Senate. It looks it's a sure thing that the GOP will maintain control of the Senate. Well, I mean, there's still a lot at stake here. There's still a lot of sectors that are up in the air. I would say the energy sector would be a big sector that's up in the air right now. A Biden presidency would obviously favor renewable energy stocks, solar stocks, wind, thermal stocks, and of course a win by Trump would favor the energy patch, the frackers, etc. Well, the electric vehicle stocks, that seems to be a hot sector no matter who wins. The EV stocks have just been on fire here recently. We own two. We own them in our emerging growth portfolio, which is our AA baseball team, okay? That's where our prospects are. And those stocks are flying today. Look at, we don't own Tesla, but let's see what Tesla is doing here today. Tesla's just too expensive for me. I'm sorry. I can't pay 230 times earnings for a stock. That's not growing. It's growing at about, 30, 40%, somewhere in there, but definitely not worth 230 times P.E. Tesla is down, actually, today. On the other hand, the Chinese LI, look at that thing break out today. It's up 10.3%. That's Li Auto. It's a $22 billion company that recently went public. Lordstown Motors, which I featured yesterday, based on their all-electric truck that they'll be coming out with, 40,000 orders in already. That thing's up 14.4% right now. The symbol there is RIDE, R-I-D-E. You've got electric vehicle sales in China going nuts. XPEV. Breaking out today, 11.4% to the upside, and you've got NIO up another 7% today, and you've got Boyd, that's the one that we chose to write up recently in Seeking Alpha, Boyd is up 1.2% today. Now, speaking of China, yesterday, there was very surprising news on Alibaba, which is getting ready to spin off Ant Group in what will be one of the largest IPOs in the history of the market. That's going to be about a $330 billion company. And all of a sudden, the Hong Kong or the China Stock Exchange said, well, wait a minute. We want to put some regulators in there and check the books and things like this. And then Hong Kong stepped in and said, yeah, we're going to hold off on this thing now. We need some more information. And Alibaba sold off yesterday. There's also been talk of the U.S. Blacklisting Ant like it did Huawei. Well, not so fast, okay. Today, the U.S. has said that they're not going to blacklist Ant Group, but at the same time, the Chinese regulators, I didn't know they had stock regulators over there. What was this, Luckin Coffee, that was supposedly the new Chinese version of Starbucks, and they were cooking the books? They were cooking the coffee beans in the back room, and they were cooking the books in the really back room. But Ant Group under scrutiny right now, but I think it will eventually happen. I continue to own Alibaba in my large cap premier growth fund. Okay, what else? The pot stocks got smoked. They're getting smoked despite voters in New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, all legalizing cannabis. The cannabis stocks not doing very well. I think that's more of a problem that they don't make money. They're not profitable. They are. You would think they would be having a good day like the sports betting stocks. Instead, they are selling off today. Another big winner today, Bitcoin, of all things. Bitcoin. And that comes from PayPal just a few days ago saying, hey, you know, you can make purchases and you can get paid in Bitcoin. And so far, the reception of that, the demand for that service, only about 10% of PayPal customers currently have access to that service. I don't know. I use PayPal for my subscriptions and my live trading subscriptions. Can I take Bitcoin? I don't know. How do you break down Bitcoin? Can you break down Bitcoin into much smaller units? I don't know the answer to that. I've never transacted in Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin Trust ETF, GBTC, is up 0.5% today. Well, we're still in earnings season. Yeah, that's kind of gone to the back burner, hasn't it? Earnings season? Well, it's kind of been overshadowed by election season. This has been a phenomenal earnings season. We're now 5 weeks into earnings season. It's been a record earnings season as far as companies beating their expectations. 88% of the companies that have reported earnings have beat their expectations, and the earnings estimates for this quarter have risen dramatically since the quarter began. And we're seeing more earnings beats today. Now, when I do my newsletter this Friday and send it out on Saturday, I'll have even a fresher look at the earnings season and how well it's going. But why that's so important is because it plays into next year's earnings expectations and the year after that, okay? The most important indicator to watch in the market is not moving averages, it's not investor sentiment, it's not the newsletter writers, bullish versus bearish. It's earnings, earnings, earnings. Real estate is location, location, location. Stocks and indexes trade on earnings and earnings expectations. Right now, the earnings expectations for next year and 2022 look to keep this bull market going. But you start getting any kind of a dent in those earnings expectations, and you're going to see the market follow. Conversely, if you get any kind of revision upwards to the earnings estimates for next year and the year after that, which we did get over the last couple of weeks, you're going to see the market shoot higher. Coca-Cola comes in. They beat earnings. Coca-Cola, here, stocks follow earnings, right? That is a truism. What has Coca-Cola's growth been in earnings over the last 5 years? Take a guess. 1% per year. And that's why you see a stock that's as flat as a liter of Coke left out over the weekend. Okay? I don't want to invest in a liter of Coke, nor do I want to drink a liter of Coke left out over the weekend. 1% growth. Oh, I know what you're going to say, but Bill, the Atlanta company, this Atlanta-based company has a dividend yield of 3.3%. Yeah, but where's the capital appreciation going to come from when it's only growing? The world is awash in Coke. I'd like to give the world a Coke. It's already got one. Where is their growth potential? great company, but 1% growth does not meet my criteria. You've got to have companies that are growing if you want your portfolio to grow. To me, that's just common sense. And I think I've proven that with the kind of alpha that I've put up by buying superior growth companies at a reasonable price. When we come back, our featured stock of the day, this is Bill Gunderson. Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, there's a lot of stocks that I could use as my featured stock of the day today. We've got a big holding that's up 11% today. We have another one that's up 9.2. Here's a big holding that's up 8.5. Here's one that's up 7.9 that we just bought recently. Another one that's up 7.1% today. Here's one up 6.6, 6.6 again, another 6.3, a 6.0. Wow, we're having a good day. Which one should I feature? Well, you know, I'm going to look at the chart here on this one right here. And there is news on it today. So I am going to feature a stock that I continue to love. It's been our largest holding here at Gunderson Capital Management for quite some time. The thesis is Intel bad, AMD good. AMD continues to eat Intel's lunch. This has been one of the best performing stocks in the entire market over the last several years. And I think AMD is poised. There's no guarantees going forward, but I think it's poised to continue to grow at a very rapid rate. What did I say about Coca-Cola? It's been growing its earnings by 1% per year. Let's contrast that with AMD, which is about half the size of Coca-Cola. I mean, AMD is not a micro cap or a small cap or a mid cap. It's a $97 billion market cap company. It's about half the size of Coca-Cola. And while Coca-Cola has been growing by 1% per year, AMD's been growing by 151% per year. That's earnings over the last 5 years. Okay, so you're listening to a pitch, you know, which stock do you want to invest in? Here's one that we think will grow over the next 5 years at 1% per year, but it's a big, well-known name that everybody recognizes. You probably every single week come in contact with a Coca-Cola product of some sort? Or would you rather invest in a company, well, about half the size, in a little different industry, technology, in a competitive industry? Not that the soft drink industry isn't competitive also, but this one's growing by 151% per year. To me, that's a no-brainer. But let's not forget that growth is one part of the equation. You've got to justify the price that you're paying for that growth. And I want to see some momentum, some oomph behind that stock, some performance, meaning that it's flourishing and not floundering. Well, AMD, during that run of 151% growth in earnings, the stock over the last 5 years has been appreciating at an average rate of 104% per year. If you learn nothing else from listening to Bill Gunderson, look at the correlation between earnings growth and stock price. And it's just as tight of a correlation between earnings growth of an index, such as the S&P 500. Why has the market been going up since 2009? Because earnings have been going up since 2009. until we hit this year, obviously, with COVID, and you saw a massive sell-off in the market earlier this year, which was baked into the cake very rapidly. This year's drop in earnings, the first break in earnings growth for 12 years. Why did the market make a V-shaped recovery? Because it's the reason that I outlined in my articles back in March and April. I was one of the few people on Seeking Alpha saying the market is going to make a V-shaped recovery. It has already baked into the cake this year's drop in earnings. It's already looking ahead to 2021 and 2022 for a rebound in earnings. So AMD has got a performance grade right now of A+. If you look at the performance of this stock over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years, it's in the top of the class, valedictorian, A+ performance grade. Well, Bill, valuation, you say, is also important. Well, okay. AMD's got a forward PE of 42, but it's expected to continue to grow by about 40% per year over the next 5 years. That gives it a PEG ratio of 1.05 to be exact. I have a $149 target price on AMD 5 years from now. A lot of what-ifs between now and then. But that's the trend right now, and that's what it's going to trade on right now, unless those expectations change. AMD is currently trading at $80 per share. So AMD is currently ranked number, it's actually dropped in rank here recently because of its momentum. But having said that, 2 months ago it was ranked number 31 out of 5,472. 9 months ago it was ranked number 21. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 26 out of 5,472. What's it done during that 1 year period of time? It's up 111%. The market's up 9.6%. And during that time, it became our biggest position. It became so big, I cut it in half as a risk control measure. It had become 8% of all of our holdings here at our firm. And in the portfolio. So I took half off the table. But I would say that I like AMD just as much today. Not a recommendation. It's an example of a stock that meets my strict valuation plus performance slash momentum formula and equation. So we'll make AMD our featured stock of the day. It's getting a big upgrade today by Goldman Sachs. Ever hear of them? They're upgrading it, $96 target price, liking it. All right, well, that's our show for today. We've got a little more clarity. Maybe we'll have a little bit more tomorrow. At least I don't have to worry right now about lowering my earnings estimates based on a big corporate tax hike coming next year. That looks to be off the table right now. You've got a Senate that would more than likely block that. But who will be sitting in the Oval Office? Therein lies the rub. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.